Harper Business and Harper Audio present Chutzpah, Why Israel is a Hub of Innovation and Entrepreneurship by Inbal Ariely. Read by Yelena Shmulenson. Introduction. It's impossible. Most people would give up when they're told something is impossible to achieve. But try saying it's impossible to an Israeli. The result would be an excited, dreamy, motivated journey to achieving maybe not the original goal, but something close enough, probably better than initially envisioned. At the root of this approach is the Israeli chutzpah, a determined approach to life, which might seem to some as rude and opinionated, or to others, seen in a more positive light, as preferring directness to political correctness for the sake of achieving one's goals. With the right amount of chutzpah, anything is possible. Whether you are a 7-year-old kid insisting on speaking out at a family dinner, or an experienced business executive proposing a creative solution to a commercial transaction, you are instilled with the chutzpah power, determined, courageous, and optimistic that anything can be achieved. This spice of chutzpah is manifested across the board in all aspects of Israeli life. It is also an essential part of the success of Israel as a tech nation. You may have heard someone call Israel the startup nation. It's a moniker that fits. Israel has the highest density of startups in the world and is ranked first outside of the United States as a global hub of entrepreneurship. People ask me all the time, what makes Israel such a cradle of innovation? Or, why are Israelis constantly busy with new initiatives? I've heard many different explanations, ranging from the influence of Israel's technologically advanced military to the effect of the long-standing Jewish traditions of study and questioning. Those explanations, while not without merit, are too narrow. What I've come to understand is that it is the unique way Israelis are brought up, within a tribe-like community and with a childhood full of challenges and risks, that is at the root of Israelis' entrepreneurial culture. That, and a lot of chutzpah, we all share. For the last 20 years, I have been immersed in the Israeli entrepreneurial ecosystem and have been gathering insights, data, and stories. I have spent my career working with serial entrepreneurs and nurturing some of the most talented Israeli youth. I did this during my service in the Israel Defense Forces Elite Unit 8200, through running accelerators and tech talent incubators, while taking on senior leadership roles in global technology companies, by becoming an entrepreneur myself, and by being a mom to 3 curious boys. Over the years, I have observed the roots of Israeli entrepreneurship deepen and identified the key factors necessary for this process. All these experiences have solidified my conviction that innovation and entrepreneurship do not originate in one magical moment, nor are they the province of a select few born with an innovative gene, but rather they are a product of a specific set of skills, ideally nurtured from a very young age. Granted, I'm an Israeli mother, so perhaps I'm a bit biased, but I think the answer to why Israel is such a laboratory of innovation and entrepreneurship begins with the way Israelis raise their children. From the moment they can raise their heads, we encourage our sons and daughters to explore the world around them, freely and without fear of constraint, which is much easier said than done. I realized when I had my first son, Yonatan, that while I couldn't expect not to worry about him, what I could do was not pass that anxiety and fear onto my son. What made the decision easier was that I had many moms around me who made the same choice. We saw our role as not just keeping our kids safe or teaching them what we knew, but also fostering in them real independence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?